and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Interesting stuff going on today, to say the least. How are you doing, Deb?
Austin, huge news today. The government's going to reopen for 3 weeks. Trump's completely folded. Yielding to a mounting pressure and growing disruption, President Donald Trump and congressional leaders on Friday reached a short-term deal to reopen the government for 3 weeks with absolutely no wall border funding. While negotiations continue over the president's demands for money to build his long-promised wall at the U.S.-Mexican border, Trump announced an agreement to break the 35-day impasse as intensifying delays at the nation's airports and widespread disruptions are now bringing new urgency to efforts to resolve the standoff. Trump goes, quote, "I am very proud to announce today that we've reached a deal to end the shutdown and reopen the federal government," end quote, he said from the Rose Garden after saying for weeks he would not reopen the government without border wall money. Trump said he would open and soon sign a bill to reopen the government through February the 15th without additional money for a signature campaign promise, the wall. He said that a bipartisan committee of lawyers would be formed to consider border spending before the new deadline, and they are willing to put bipartisanship aside, I think, then put the security of American people first, Trump said. He asserted that the barrier walls, now it's not a wall anymore, it's a barrier, or walls, will be an important part of the solution. Guys, you know, it's interesting to me, and Austin's going to talk about this now. Last night, they basically issued a search warrant on Roger Stone. You know, they came into his house with, you know, multiple cars, a bulletproof vest. I mean, the FBI raided his house. There were 29 agents in body armor, full body armor, 19 vehicles, and of course, CNN was there to show force while the old man was asleep early in the morning. And frankly, whether you're a Roger Stone fan or not, which I am not, this FBI show of force in the middle of the night to me is repulsive. They could have come out there in the morning at 7 o'clock. He's, you know, he's in his 60s. He's an old guy. Well, you know, he's my age. And, you know, and quite frankly, at this age, you're not going to really put much of a fight up. And he was immediately bonded out for $250,000. Austin, what do you think about all this?
Again, I think a lot of this was a huge, huge, huge stunt of political theater for Mueller to show the president and everybody else in the United States that pretty much he is in control of the country. This was completely and totally out of line, in my opinion. I mean, the level of FBI agents that were there and armored personnel vehicles and body armor, machine guns, already was completely and totally over the top. And then to see that they completely went against protocol and not only leaked the warrant out to CNN, they then allowed a CNN anchor to be on the scene of an FBI SWAT team executing a search warrant at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. or 6 a.m. or whatever time it was. That, to me, hey, you guys already know, if you know anything about as far as law enforcement, that's 100% against protocol. FBI shows up, county shows up, state shows up, doesn't matter. Whatever SWAT team shows up, the first thing they do before they execute a search warrant or when they're going to do it is they set off an entire perimeter of the area that they're going to do. They don't allow media. They don't allow civilians. They don't allow video camera guys. They don't allow producers. They don't allow people to run around like this is a reality TV show game. Oh, let's see who won the SWAT raid tonight by the FBI. CNN, first on the scene. Who is it? Oh, it's Roger Stone. He's getting indicted. FBI's raiding him tonight. It's interesting. Don't you love this reality show? Guys, give me a break. You kidding me? When else do you see CNN get video footage like that? They get upfront footage for FBI SWAT raids in the middle of the night. Complete and total war theater on a U.S. citizen for no purpose whatsoever. And then on top of that, they allow CNN to videotape it. This shows you, if anything, why everybody needs to get their head out of the sand and realize CNN is complicit with the deep state. They are complicit with the CIA, which we've talked about for years, and they are directly working with Mueller and this giant Russian hoax witch hunt to try to show the American population that they will control them and they will do whatever they want to do whenever they want. Because, I mean, they've dropped down a whole list of indictments on him now. I mean, a whole laundry list of stuff that they're basically charging him with. And what's crazy about this, on top of that, is we see the same thing when Roger Stone gets raided this morning. Trump comes out now and basically allows the government to be reopened and to be funded completely and totally like a whipped little dog. I am so unbelievably disappointed after seeing that. He's been so strong on his stance. We're not doing anything without a border wall. We're not doing anything. I'm not capitulating. I'm not giving in. Now, all of a sudden, Roger Stone gets raided by 24 FBI agents. Now, all of a sudden, oh, we're going to reopen it for 3 more weeks. Guys, this is enough. We have to start doing something to maintain our constitutional republic, because the deep state has taken over. They've continued to take over. And quite frankly, a lot of you guys have asked me, and I've told you guys about the whole concept of Trump and Pence and those guys basically being removed from office and trying to step Pelosi in. I quite frankly thought that was entirely far-fetched. After what I saw last night and this morning, excuse me, with this whole raid and all the indictment proceedings and what they did with Trump now capitulating, it's not that far-fetched anymore. I personally still don't think it's going to happen. I wouldn't bet on it to happen. But I definitely have to say now, this whole incident, this stunt they pulled last night, and then Trump, after all the rhetoric he has been spewing about not doing anything until he gets a border wall, reopening the government for 3 or more weeks, this is a total joke. So the only thing that I can figure out is either A, they're going to either keep threatening him until he does what he wants, which seems to be what they've done, or B, this again is being used as more circus clown theater to prevent us from seeing something else that's going on behind the scenes right now that is much, much, much bigger, whether it's this issue that we've already seen in Venezuela on Wednesday, whether it's having to do with Syria and Israel, whether it's having to do with something with Russia, whether it has something to do with China. I don't know. I really don't. I've looked at a lot of different things. We know a lot of stuff's going on, but this very well could possibly, again, to divert the attention from the population, because remember, the American population has a very short time span. Majority of the population now is already pretty much over this whole government shutdown thing. The ratings are already down. You can look at a lot of the news stuff. Nobody's even watching anymore, because every single day it's the same regurgitated propaganda about the government shutting down. Let's see how many counters we can put up on our show every night to show us the minute, hour, and second that the government's been shut down. American population is kind of getting over it now. They're like, oh, whatever, government shut down. Nothing seems to be changing, as we already said. Everything's still running as operational. Okay, we have to do something in the American reality show to wake up everybody and get them focused back on the TV screen. Now, we have live CNN footage of the SWAT Roger Stone, which somehow miraculously got tipped off to show up right before a SWAT raid, completely against protocol. Trump reopens the government. Now there's all this talk that they have on the media to talk about now for the entire weekend to keep everybody's eyes off what else is going on behind the scenes, which is pretty much reminds me a lot of the Wizard of Oz, the little man behind the screen pulling all the strings. That is exactly what we have going on right now. So it's pertinent. It's very pertinent that we stay awake and we stay very alert of the things that are going on around everything right now, because there's a high probability there's going to be another significant event in the very near future to keep everybody's focus back on the reality show instead of looking outward and seeing what's really going on behind the scenes, Dad.
You know what's funny, Austin? The media coverage, as far as the shutdown, everybody had gotten to the point of saying, well, what difference does it really make? I mean, nobody's really getting affected by this. I mean, who cares? We have less bureaucrats to try to, legislate more regulations against us, more rules and more statutes.
Yep.
And so who cares? We don't care if it's shut down. And so we started realizing that the city government and the county governments and the state governments weren't affected by this at all. And we were just kind of going on our merry way and not having to fund the giant IRS blood-sucking tick that is Washington, D.C., and yes, I did say it was a blood-sucking tick. So I guess to realize that we're no longer, like you said, getting people tied to the screens anymore. So now all of a sudden, Donald Trump basically capitulates the same day that Roger Stone, one of his best old-time friends, is basically arrested in the middle of the night. 29 agents and all these vehicles and SWAT gear for an old man, which blows my mind. And all of a sudden, Trump either gets scared all of a sudden, he goes, oh my God, look what they're doing to Stone. Remember what Chuck said, that the pastor Chuck Baldwin said on our show a couple of weeks ago. They said they've got more than enough evidence on Trump right now to indict him, to impeach him, and charge him with all kinds of things, obstruction of justice and everything else, and including IRS, income tax, all of that stuff. And he goes, they have all of that already there against Trump. And, you know, and the thing about it is this. If you dig deep enough in anybody's past, I don't care who it is, you go down memory lane, you go down 20, 30, 40 years like with Kavanaugh, you find some girl that he supposedly touched somewhere, whether it's true or not, they can find all kinds of charges to make up against you and all kinds of allegations to make up against you. It doesn't make any difference. They can plant crap on your computer and think that you said, oh, you planted this stuff on your computer, it's bad stuff, and this is what you had on your computer. You're like, I haven't turned the computer on in 3 years. Oh, it was on there last week. Well, the computer's been in the closet, you know, plugged in, so the battery would stay charged. I mean, did somebody remotely start it and add something to it, which, by the way, they can do? All of these things happen to people all of the time. Now, one other thing, Friday's show a week ago with Alex Jones, you know, basically Stone was on, and he said that he was going to be arrested and indicted. And then Alex said that he was going to be arrested and indicted. Then Alex said that he and his father both were going to be arrested and indicted. And so now that I see that Stone has been arrested and indicted, I would not doubt at this point now that they're going to arrest and indict Alex Jones. And why is this happening? Well, Roger Stone declares he's innocent. He makes bail after a pre-dawn raid and Mueller indictment for leaking and lying to investigators about WikiLeaks and email hacks. Apparently, they're saying that he facilitated the emails to be leaked before the election with Julian Assange. He was involved with that in order to basically destroy the Hillary Clinton campaign, which it did. If you remember, about a week before, 2 weeks before the campaign, before the election itself, it was released with WikiLeaks, and basically Hillary's running around getting a rabbit's foot out of the attic and sacrificing a chicken to Moloch in the backyard in her WikiLeaks. I mean, who talks like that? And we got Podesta running around drinking blood at parties with the Podesta emails and the soul cooking parties, and all of this stuff hit the media in the last 2 weeks and just blew out Hillary Clinton, blew her out. Yep. And now they're saying that even though it was all the truth, that because these guys facilitated it and they worked with it and they lied about it, including making 7 false charges to Congress and witness tampering, 7 charges, FBI agents swarm his home. Special counsel Robert Mueller persuaded a judge to keep the indictment sealed because he feared Stone would flee or destroy evidence, like Hillary Clinton did with her 33,000 emails that disappeared, I guess. His lawyer is blaming forgetfulness and insists he'll file the charges. Still, Hillary Clinton basically couldn't remember anything. I've got to give her credit. I don't remember. I mean, it's just unbelievable that this is happening right now in a constitutional republic, and that we're seeing the deep state in action. Guys, I think Chuck Baldwin's right. I think they really have enough stuff to go after Trump and impeach him. They'll never get it to the Senate. But like Chuck said the other day, maybe Trump is negotiating right now when he gets out of office in 2 years that he doesn't have to go into prison. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he could always do it, you know, do a Nixon and have, you know, have Pence basically pardon for anything. I mean, I guess he could always do that. But I mean, this whole thing to me is just absolutely nuts that we've got this kind of stuff that's happening all around us right now, and the mainstream media continues to push it out. And of course, all this does is continue to beat the drums of the deep state and the socialist communist. This is the same thing. Remember, the Russian Revolution started in the early 1900s. It took 15 years before it came to fruition, 15, 20 years. It took a long time for all of this stuff to continue to build and build and build and build and build until finally the people had enough and there was this giant rebellion in Russia. That's what they're doing to the United States right now. They're creating a giant rebellious group of people who are trying to take over the country by hook or by crook. Anyhow, next topic. Catholics, by the way, are demanding now that Governor Cuomo is excommunicated over the New York abortion law. This is interesting. Catholic lay leaders demanded that Cardinal Timothy Dolan excommunicate New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for signing legislation that codified abortion as a woman's right up to the 9 months. It basically says that this is something that is horrible, they shouldn't have done it, and they want the guy excommunicated. And what that means in the Catholic Church is that the priest come in or the pope comes in or somebody comes in and says, basically, you're excommunicated and you're going to hell. And that's what it means. And you're no longer a part of our group or part of our – you know, the Catholics used a lot of this stuff back in the Middle Ages to threaten people with if they didn't stay like they were supposed to be excommunicated, or if they didn't give them an indulgence. basically a get-out-of-hell-free card for one of their relatives, something bad was going to happen to their relative. All of this stuff happens all the time and has happened for hundreds, if not a thousand years, probably closer to a thousand years, in the doggone Catholic Church. So, and by the way, Venezuela President Maduro has now severed diplomatic ties with the U.S. after President Trump supports this the opposition leader. And also, Uncle Sam wants your DNA. The FBI's plan now is to create a nation of suspects. Congress passed and President Trump signed the Rapid DNA Act. Here we go. That allows police to collect and test DNA immediately following arrest without any conviction of a crime. You guys hear that? Take your DNA, process it, put it on file. Police booking stations in several states will be able to connect rapid DNA machines to the national DNA database beginning this year. Those who were suspects at the time of the arrest but were innocent of any crime forever will be linked to a criminal database. Their DNA will not be destroyed. By accessing the DNA, the government will have the data on everybody's ancestry, appearance, medical history, and inclination to accept authority, to name just a few of the traits in which they may be interested in. Wow, Austin. What do you think, bud?
There's no question about it. So I talked about it the other day when this is starting to go, you know, viral now. People are starting to realize what exactly is going on in front of us. And another thing, too, we really need to be careful. We need to watch right now because there's a high probability, and I warned about this a couple weeks ago, is that the government now is going to be temporarily reopened for the next 3 weeks. This would be just enough time to pass the S7 gun bill, which is basically the red flag law, which is the gun confiscation order. Same thing we got down here in Florida. I've talked about this repeatedly. And Feinstein's assault weapon ban, which pretty much bans every gun known to man except the magazine. High probability that this may be going through right now if this is reopened for a very short period of time, because it'll be just enough time to get the ball rolling, to get a vote in, to pass some of this stuff further, have the government shut back down, everything stops again, then whatever happens, Trump capitulates, he gives in, he opens everything back up, and then they turn around and pass this stuff again like they do a lot of times in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve when half of everybody's gone. And they pass it. And everybody goes, what the heck did we just pass? Well, I don't know. Let's pass it so we can go eat dinner. This is very high probability. So we need to be careful of this. The S7 red flag confiscation bill, which I've talked about in detail on prior shows, is something that a huge, huge, huge percentage of the left want to be implemented so they have an excuse to start funding sheriff's departments, state and local law enforcement out of the $20 million pie to confiscate people's firearms without any due process. So just something definitely to look at. Also, too, if you guys have seen today, flights in and out of LaGuardia have now halted due to severe staff shortages, but I'm sure that's basically going to be reopened now. They said that may have been another thing that they were using as something to push Trump through to get him to try to capitulate on this. They said that 45 flights have been canceled and 450 were delayed. And this is the stuff that's been going on now because they're blaming it on TSA, they're blaming it on traffic controllers, all this different stuff. And so this is something now that is basically another reason why they can say, oh, well, we've got the government reopened now, we're so glad, blah, blah, blah. This is fantastic. Also, too, it also looks like from some of the Twitter feeds and also from the news I've been looking at, granted I don't live over there, but it seems to me that the Yellow Jacket protesters have started the bank run on banks in France today from what I have been reading. They said hundreds in photos from what I've seen are lined up outside of bank branches and ATM machines pulling out as much money as they can. The effort was first put forth on the idea about 2 weeks ago, but nothing came about it. It seems to be that the group essentially was delaying the response because they did not want to get any backlash after the mainstream media reported on it when they went to the bank. So they kind of delayed it, got regrouped, rethought a strategy, and now they're doing it today. Videos are surfacing all over social media showing people lined up beside banks and ATMs taking money out as the run has commenced. And it's not certain how this will impact French banks or if it will damage any of them enough to cause a shutdown. It is also not known if any such efforts will have a ripple effect effect on other banks in Europe or even in the United States. So we'll see what happens with this. We'll keep an eye on it. The thing that I have to give kudos to the people in France, I mean, you got to think about this. These guys are completely disarmed. It's completely disarmed. They don't have the ability to defend themselves with deadly force or against deadly force whatsoever. Yet, as being completely disarmed, they have still managed to wear their vest, protest by the tens of thousands every day, every weekend, and fighting their government, who's turned openly tyrannical about them, without ever doing anything. And it's sad to me that the United States population is so obsessed with playing on their phones or watching their NFL sports games or watching their circus clown act media on a regular basis that nobody wants to do anything about this. And quite frankly, just theoretically, if we even did something remotely like this, if the United States population, the awake population, just 1% or so, 3 million people, 4 million people, decided to hit every single one of their banks up and withdraw all of their cash as much as they legally could, not breaking any laws, and did so, it would start to have an effect. It would not do a lot to begin with. If we got 10% of the population, which would be 30 million people, to do so, it would have a pronounced effect on the United States very, very, very quickly. But see, again, majority of the population, they don't want to be inconvenienced. They don't want to have to put down their phone for a minute. They don't want to have to miss the last second of their NFL, you know, halftime show with their satanic ritual. They don't want to do any of that. They want to make sure they can sit at home, eat their Doritos, drink their beer, watch their NFL, and not be bothered with the facts, not be inconvenienced, not have to do anything out of the ordinary in their daily life. And it's sad because you see what's going on in France when they've had enough and how far it's gone. And I really wish that the American population would start waking up and at least start being boisterous about what's going on right now. I mean, the excessive show of force just by the FBI for raiding one man who's an older guy, not combat veteran, not well-armed that I know of, not making any type of threats, to send that type of force to him intentionally and then allow CNN fake news media to actually get it on videotape while 29 agents raided his house shows you how completely and totally out of control our government is and how out of control the FBI is. The FBI is the same one that allowed Weavers and Randy Weaver and his wife to be executed, same ones that ended up pushing the whole instigation in Waco. And FBI is out of control, man. They're completely and totally out of control, and we saw that again this morning. But again, if they can show that type of force on public television, scare the population into submission, they have done exactly what they intended to do, and that scare everybody so nobody talks, nobody revolts, nobody rebels, everybody does exactly what they're told to do. And the sad part is when you start realizing the fact that there's only, compared to the United States population, there's only a very, very, very small percentage that is FBI and SWAT teams and everything else, very small compared to the population we have in this country, that they literally would be completely and totally outnumbered by the population. It's quite sad to see that we have not done anything yet, and most people aren't even talking about what's going on.
You know, Austin, it's interesting, too, because the mainstream media is not picking up anything about the bank run in France. Drudge hasn't covered it. Nobody. I saw some alternative sites talking about it, and so some internet feed from that. So, I mean, I hope and pray that the information we're getting is correct, but it doesn't surprise me that the mainstream sites aren't talking about it. The same reason they don't talk about Zionism. It's all controlled by the same people. You see, and this is the problem. This is the thing that we I don't think the majority of the people realize when you talk about central banks, or you talk about Zionism, or you talk about the Scofield Bible, or you talk about Druids, or you talk about basically the secret societies and the 33 degree Masons and all the stuff that are out there, how much blowback we get from that on the show. You guys are listening to the show right now. I mean, we get blowback. I mean, we get hundreds of emails about this stuff. I mean, talk about hate emails. Why? Because we're doing something we're not supposed to do. We're not following the mainstream directive. We're basically doing what we want to do and what we feel we're being led to do and what we need to do according to what we feel being led by the Holy Spirit. And most people don't do that because they just get tired of the blowback. I mean, Rick Wiles over at True News, he said that he had lost. He started talking about the Kabbalah and those things. He said he lost 50% of his subscribers and revenue within a couple of months. Lost all of it. Just quick, people quit giving to him because they couldn't believe that he was actually talking about this stuff. And see, what happens is, I have to listen to a higher authority. And guys, listen to me. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I mean, you know, Austin and I had this discussion right before the show about how, you know, I said, I make mistakes. And I said, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. And I said, we all say things we shouldn't say. We all do things we shouldn't do. But guys, you know, the thing about it is, if you're trying to do what's right and you just keep believing God take care of you and protect you, you know, God's will never lacks God's support, and God's way never lacks God's support. I mean, and we've got to understand that. And so we all have to do the best we possibly can in every area of our life, and that's what we try to do on the show. We try to do our best to bring you the news and not taint it and basically say, okay, here's what's happening. And we've got a huge audience because of it. And I really hope that Alex Jones isn't arrested. I mean, personally, I wouldn't be surprised, nor am I telling him to do this, if he starts doing his show from a non-extradition country. I just thought I'd mention that, yeah. You know, or somebody else takes over the main broadcast for him. Because, I mean, if he's involved with this, like he said last week on his show with Roger Stone, and they just dropped the axe on Roger, they're going to be dropping the axe on Alex pretty doggone quick if he was involved with any of this. And I'm not saying that he was. And I don't like talking about other show hosts, and that's why I'm saying that I hope and I pray that he's not involved in any of this stuff and he doesn't get indicted with any of this stuff. But guys, this is a serious thing when you get an FBI raid to your house in the middle of the night because they're saying that you lied to Congress or whatever you did. Now think about this for a second. We had a Republican controlled House and Senate. We had a basically a non attentive Jeff Sessions, you know, running the government as far as, you know, the prosecutor's office. He recused himself when Mueller took over. And they've allowed Mueller to go on this witch hunt. They never did this to Obama.
Nope.
They never did this with FAT because they had an attorney general who wouldn't allow it. And so we have attorney general. This whole thing needs to come to a screeching halt. But Trump's allowed this to continue because he did not get rid of Jeff Sessions when he should. When Jeff Sessions recused himself, Austin, I'd have said, Jeff, I need your resignation letter. We're not doing this. I'm not going to allow you to be the attorney general and recuse yourself on a major investigation to somebody who can go completely berserk and run all over the place when we know they have deep state ties. Not going to happen. But guys, this was all set up by the Obama administration to do this. And Trump's presidency the first 2 years has been an absolutely disaster. Nothing but just horrible news about the guy all of the time. Horrible appointments. And I feel bad for him. I really do. And it's just, we have to continue to pray that truth will prevail. By the way, Ron Paul explains the neocon position for the regime change in Venezuela. Love Ron Paul. Ron Paul reminds us that Venezuela was once a great free market state before it was taken over by socialists and communists, this is true, who wanted to redistribute wealth. Venezuela has the world's largest oil reserves, but is now in shambles. The Trump administration is backing a coup by the opposition leader Juan Guaido. The U.S. says it wants to restore democracy, but a coup is about as democratic as it gets. U.S. diplomats have not been withdrawn, as demanded by Maduro, which puts them in great danger because this could provide Maduro to arrest them or to resort to violence to prove that he is still in charge. This would become an excuse for the United States to invade Venezuela, which is what the neocons and the Sabbatean Kabbalists and the bankers, the Bank of International Settlements, want. The neocons from both parties support Trump's move, and yes, it's far more complicated than it appears on the surface, according to Ron Paul. He's absolutely right about this. By the way, the Democrat Representative Sheila Jackson Lee leaves two posts after it was discovered that she fired an aide for reporting sexual assault. This is a big deal, guys. Democratic Representative Sheila Lee actually resigned as the chairwoman of the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation and chairwoman of the House Judiciary Subcommittee following accusations that she fired a staffer who planned to sue an official with the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation for sexual assault. The case involves a 19-year-old intern with the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation who alleges that in 2015, the internship coordinator took her out drinking one night and then back to his apartment where he forced her to perform unwanted sex acts. He was subsequently fired, but after about 2 years later, the young woman was hired by Sheila Jackson Lee's office, and she was fired from a job after she disclosed that she had intended to resume legal action against the foundation. Guys, these are some corrupt people out there, and it never, ever seems to end. By the way, Japan, good news out of Japan, has a court down there, basically, that's upholding sterilization requirement before gender change. You heard what I said? They're going to make you get sterilized before you have your genders changed. Good idea, by the way. Japan's Supreme Court upheld a law that requires transgenders to be sterilized before their gender can be changed on official documents. The law also requires the person to have a body which appears to have parts that resemble the genital organs of those of the opposite gender. The panel of four justices said the measure was intended to prevent problems in the parent-child relations that could lead to societal confusion. In other words, the court was trying to raise the barrier to legal recognition of gender contradiction. In other words, hey, look, if you're a boy, you're a boy. If you're a girl, if you're a girl, and it just is what it is, and you can't really change any of that. So it's pretty crazy. And also, on the other news, Covington Catholic students have legal options to sue the media for defamation because of the way they were attacked. Attorney Libby Locke, an expert in defamation law, says the Covington Catholic high school students can sue people in the media and on social media, but the lawyer who offered to represent them at no charge, attorney Robert Burns, cannot bring a class action defamation suit, as he claims, nor can he sue a member of Congress. That's because the law provides legal immunity for federal employees, including members of Congress, for making false statements. If the lawyers who represent the law – I'm going to stop for a second. You remember what I just said? That's because the law provides legal immunities for federal employees, okay, including members of Congress, for lying and making false statements. You get immunity for that. So you just lie about anybody. So if the lawyers who represent the students fail in their lawsuits, the opposition will claim that their false assertions were correct. Some observers are questioning if the lawyer who has offered to represent the students might actually be working to make sure the lawsuit fails. Let us hope some skilled investigators check into this. Kentucky, Kentucky County Prosecutor Rob Sanders says that some of the threats made up against the Covington Catholic schoolboys and their families may qualify as terrorist threatening, which is a felony. He says, however, that his office cannot extradite people from other states for a misdemeanor threats made over Twitter. In other words, they can say whatever they want to do, threaten whatever they want to do. If they're in another state, they can't be extradited. Interesting world we live in. I guess we can pretty much say anything we want to say about anybody, Austin, with no blowback nowadays. What do you think?
Well, the irony and the way that contradicts itself is, yeah, you can pretty much talk as much smack as you want about a Trump supporter or a Christian or somebody that basically believes that the Constitution is the law of the land, somebody that believes that we need to have patriot biblical values in this country still. You can talk about all those, and you can pretty much say anything you want about those people. And, yeah, there's nothing we should be able to do about it. It's completely fair game, as we've talked about so many times, especially with Christianity. But, yeah, you bring anything up about Islam or how Muhammad was a pedophile and he had a 9-year-old wife, or we talk about what's going on in Israel, or we talk about what's going on with the transgender agenda, or we talk about the hardcore communist left that are in California trying to push their weird sadistic ideology, or we talk about all this stuff that's going on in New York with this legalized abortion, full-term abortion, everybody completely goes berserk. I mean, I've gotten so many emails in the last couple days just on the various topics that we've talked about, and of course I always end up blocking them, a few individuals that completely take it too far. I don't mind having a response from you. I don't mind a healthy debate. I don't mind having feedback. What I don't deal with is I don't deal with harassment and insults for no legitimate purpose whatsoever, especially when I'm trying to carry on a cordial email back and forth with somebody. And that's the issue that I have with a lot of this stuff now, is it's like, oh, it's okay. It's free speech. You can say what you want. You can do whatever you want. It's fine. Oh, well, you can't say that, though, about Islam, will you? But you can't say that about Israel, either. Well, you can't say that about transgenders or homosexuals or any of that. You can't say that, either. Oh, you can't say that about this group of individuals, either. Well, you can't say anything about, you know, wanting to have a national country and nationalistic values. You can't say that, either. Okay, well, what can I say? So basically, the only thing I can do is make fun of straight white men that are Christians. Okay, so I can make fun of myself. That's it. I can't talk about anybody else, and you guys can eviscerate me, but I can't say anything bad about you. this is the contradicted world that we live in nowadays. It's completely and totally off kilter, and that's why I've gone to such extreme over the last few years. I'm becoming so, so non-politically correct on purpose, because I'm not going to conform, and I'm not going to submit, nor am I going to deal with this hardcore leftist communist agenda to basically self-censor myself, all under the pretext of somebody's going to get offended by what I say. That is not going to happen, and that's what the American population has to start doing as well. Also, too, you're talking about Venezuela. I just saw an article earlier here that Zero Hedge posted. Now, Russian contractors have now arrived in Venezuela, it appears. As all this stuff has been going on in Venezuela, they have vowed that the country will not turn into Syria or Libya situation. They went on to say that the contractors are believed to be from the Wagner Group, a group of private contractors who perform secret missions on behalf of the government, include fighting in Syria and the Ukraine. So we will really see what's going to happen over there. Is I've heard numerous alternative radio hosts talk about Venezuela more than likely actually being the powder keg start of World War III. Is that true? I have absolutely no idea. I can't see the future. But there has been a lot of controversy over Venezuela, and there will now be a significant amount of controversy if we do send troops or contractors down to Venezuela in light of Russia sending contractors down to Venezuela. This is going to be something that's going to really, really have some high tensions down there. And a lot of it, as we've talked so many times, is because Venezuela has huge, huge, huge oil deposits and natural resource deposits in that country. And whoever controls that country controls a lot of significant aspects. And this has been one reason why the United States has intentionally destabilized Venezuela, at least in my opinion, why we went through and we literally laid sanction after sanction after sanction on that country and made sure that we were going to completely and totally bankrupt them and put them on the verge of financial ruin, which we have now done. And they basically are eating cats and dogs down there, and everybody's starving to death, and everybody's trying to just get out of that country as quickly as possible. And that's what's happening now. So now we see contractors from Russia going over there. Very interesting times we live in. Also, too, in other news, the Chinese state media has now deployed a new deadbeat debtor app that will enable the public to view which people nearby have not paid their debts. This is very strange when you hear the end of this. The new app is part of the program brought in by the Hebei province in North China, where the Higher People's Court intends the app to act as a whistleblower platform. You guys are going to get this is an eye-opener for you guys at Communist China. The new whistleblowing platform, which will be launched with the app WeChat, was revealed by state-run Chinese publication China Daily, which describes it as a mini-program, likely in reference to its limited introduction in the province, but has the chance to grow countrywide throughout of all China. The program was developed and approved by the region's higher court. According to the Chinese media, the app will show users a map with pins marking deadbeat debtors who are located around 1,640 feet perimeter of the user. Tapping on any given person reveals their personal information and debt. The program's purpose is both simple and frightening. It is to encourage users to note whether any particular deadbeat debtor is potentially capable of paying their debt in lieu of what they're actually doing currently while they're being watched by this whistleblower. This is downright creepy. So just to break this down and clarify this, this app is being used by the population so people can go on, it'll pop up in 1,640-foot perimeter around them on their map on who is a deadbeat debtor, basically who is not paying their bills to Communist China. And when you click on it, you'll basically see who they are, see their name, see their face, see their info, see their debts that are not paid, and then you will turn them in if they are doing something that it seems to be expensive while they still have outstanding debt. So, for example, you basically are Johnny. You're walking down the street. You're playing on your app. You're paying attention to your phone instead of what's on around you, not having any situational awareness because you're a moron. That's Johnny. Johnny clicks on his app, and he sees a perimeter around him of individuals on his app that that are deadbeat debtors. The first one that comes up to his left is an individual basically at a jewelry store. He's trying on watches and chains and wants to see what type of different jewelry he can buy today. Well, he clicks on it, and it shows that he owes $100,000 in back taxes to the Chinese government. He's a deadbeat bidder. So he can go in, take a photo of his phone of this individual trying on this jewelry, download it to the app. The app sends it to the Communist China Police Department. The police department is then notified. They then have proof that this individual is here trying to buy jewelry while he still has $100,000 in debt that he owes Communist China. They then go pick him up, arrest him, more than likely harvest his organs while he's still alive, because that's apparently something they like to do in China, which we've talked about repeatedly. And that is how you set up a giant Stasi snitch state, and the person that does click on them and basically turns them in on the app is later on rewarded through their app program, just like they are through everything in China now, through their social credit score. His social credit score gets a huge boost. He gets all these smiley faces, all these thumbs up, all these hearts. He goes, yay, my social credit score went up, while they go and arrest the man and haul him off to jail when he has absolutely no idea what legitimately took place over the last couple of years to put him on that list. That is what's going on in Communist China, is they take the step further and further and further down the hole of no return, to where you will not be able to even breathe air in that country without doing something illegally. And that, in my opinion, is the template of what the communists in California and other various states in this country right now are trying to set forth to put into place in this country to turn it into a total communist tyrannical regime. That's at least my opinion on it, Dad.
That's the future of the world. It's not just the United States. That's everywhere. That's the Euro. That's the European Union, Germany, France, Spain, England, Russia. This is what they want for all of us. They want that same Stasi snitch state. It's all part of the social credit score. You don't pay your bills. We're gonna point you out in the middle of a crowd of a quarter mile away and say, Joe over here is not paying his bills. What's he doing now? You gotta go look at him. Look at your thing. See who he is. Oh yeah, go ahead and locate him. You know, it's like you have these little apps when you're going on the interstate highway and people see a police officer and they punch the little button and say, police officer located if you're speeding. And then, or the traffic's crowded this way, go that way. So they tell you over and over again what everybody's doing. So don't think it's possible. I watch people do it driving on the highway with police officers in heavy traffic situations. It's all part of the apps that you get to try to make the traffic flow more smoothly. You get to where you want to go more quickly. This is all part of their credit score, because they can get better rent, nicer facilities, nicer houses, better jobs, better income. If you're a good little communist Chinese slave boy or girl, you can do what you want to do. That's what it all boils down to. Pulled another article up on what's going on with Roger Stone. And I want to just give you a little more detail on him. They said he's a 66-year-old self-proclaimed Republican dirty trickster. Well, I guess it's kind of caught up with him. Declared himself innocent hours after a large team of FBI arrested him. And he's being charged with special Robert Mueller's thing. Here's what he said. Here's what was said in the papers. The Stone shared with multiple members of the Trump campaign team advanced knowledge he had of a plan by WikiLeaks. Remember, Stone didn't release it. But WikiLeaks was going to release it. Apparently, they're saying contact to Stone that he shared with these Trump people that WikiLeaks was going to release senior Democrats' emails. Some political analysts say the emails, which highlighted disputes among the Democrats, and also the Podesta emails and Hillary sacrificing stuff to bail, contributed to Trump's stunning defeat of election rival Hillary Clinton. I agree with that. The emails did. The charges marked the first time the Trump campaign, listen to this, has been publicly tied to WikiLeaks by Mueller's team, and adds to pressure on the president as the newly installed Democratic majority of the House of Representatives plans up to investigate and impeach him. Wow. Greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. No collusion, Trump wrote on Twitter following. The charging documents included new details about Trump's aides' alleged activities, including an incident which a senior campaign official was directed to contact Stone about additional WikiLeaks releases and what other damaging information WikiLeaks had about the Clinton campaign. The papers did not make clear who gave the order to the senior campaign official. Stone was charged with 7 criminal counts, including obstruction of an official proceeding, witness tampering, and making false statements. Guys, He's not going to get a Jeffrey Epstein 11-month slap on the wrist for raping a bunch of little girls and selling them into prostitution. If they get stoned and they bust him on this, he probably won't see the other side of a jail cell until they bring him out in a casket or in a body bag, unless Trump, hopefully, as much as I dislike Roger Stone personally, he sure doesn't deserve this either, guys. And I would hope that Trump would go ahead and get Julian Assange and basically pardon him, pardon Stone, pardon all these guys. The problem that Trump has right now, though, he's so weak, and I mean that very sincerely, he's so weak that if he starts pardoning people now, right now, who are involved, they say, in his campaign, et cetera, he'll never win another election. He'll never do it. He can't. He can't win another election. He'll be considered completely and totally compromised. And so he's got to be careful right now with what he's doing with pardons. By the way, this is another interesting from The Godfather 2. Special counsel Roger Stone told witness to pull a Frank Pentelighetti to Congress. That's the guy who was in The Godfather 2, who suddenly forgot everything when he's standing before the prosecutors, couldn't remember anything because they had his brother in the courtroom. Longtime political operative Roger Stone was arrested Friday, basically because of what he's done. In a statement, the special counsel said that the 7-count indictment, which unsealed following Stone's arrest, contains a count of obstruction and tampering, etc. The indictment lays out detail of Stone's conversations about a Democratic National Committee emails published with WikiLeaks and Hillary Clinton. Further, the indictment states that Trump's campaign senior director, campaign official, to contact Stone. WikiLeaks released emails hacked to NBC. And one section of the indictment says Stone was asked a witness to emulate The Godfather. This is not, you can't do this. You can't tell a witness to do this. To one section of the indictment says that Stone asked a witness to emulate The Godfather Part 2 character who claimed not to know critical information. That if he indeed knows, during their testimony before the House Senate Committee, on multiple occasions, including on or about December the 1st, 2017, Stone told Person 2 that Person 2 should do a Frank Pentelighetti. Guys, now we're getting The Godfather dragged into doggone indictments. I mean, it's unbelievable that we have to report on stuff like this. I mean, don't get me wrong. I thought The Godfather was great. I liked all three of The Godfather movies, but gosh, guys, we're gonna pull a Frank Pentelighetti. I mean, is it such a part of American culture now that everybody knows what that means? If I hadn't seen a picture of the guy, I would have not even known who he was. So, guys, it's so important that we all stay prayed up, that we all keep doing what we're supposed to do and continue to tell the truth. It's so, so important. By the way, over in Sweden, another bombing crisis, 4 explosions in 24 hours, turning into be a really nice place to live. The last day has seen an unprecedented number of bombings across the country of Sweden, with local businesses and family homes being targets. Shortly after 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning, the Swedish police were alerted to an explosion at a family home in the city of Varnamo. It was a powerful explosion to the front door that had completely blown away. Police officer in charge, Peter Strom, commented to the media. This is the second bombing in the city alone so far this year. This is where we're having multiple bombings in Sweden today. All of this stuff is happening within 24 hours of Sweden. Why would that happen? Well, when you try to mix cultures that absolutely hate you and they want to kill you with your indigenous population, you're going to get sparks. By the way, in the United Nations, Muslims basically plied a lonely 14-year-old girl with drink and drugs before raping her when she was comatose from the drugs and alcohol they'd given her. I mean, this is happening with impunity in Britain. Just last year, some of the victims of Muslim gang raping by barbarian hordes said the gangs were still operating. The British government has demonstrated an unsettling determination to sweep these scandals under the rugs and continue its relentless pandering to Islamic groups, which, may remember, the city of London, the mayor, is a Muslim, and all of this stuff is getting worse and worse and worse, which is exactly what the globalists want it to happen to us in our country. So it's going to be interesting, Austin, when all of this stuff starts to hit the fan here, and it's going to be interesting. By the way, the USDA has now giving mandatory GMO labeling rules that allow loopholes to let companies now hide on the labels GMO ingredients. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's official. The mandatory UL, I'm trying to find the author of this article. Can't find it. It says, it's official. The mandatory GMO labeling rule will obscure more than it makes transparent. Action alert. The USDA has released its final GMO labeling rule, and it's not good. as we feared, when the agency released its proposal early this year, the so-called GMO labeling law will apply only to a narrow set of foods. Wow. When the proposals were released, we pointed out that straight out of the Orwellian playbook, many Americans know the term GMO and connect it to labeling readles or to reading labels. So the government decided to use a different term that sounds more innocuous, so they're not going to use GMO whatsoever. So it's crazy to me that this is going on and they refuse to tell us. Well, it's not crazy to me, because the USDA is controlled by the international banking cartels, which control the country, which control all these organizations, and basically they can do whatever they want to do. So basically, the ingredient in a food can have up to 5% of its weight in GMO if it is unavoidable or inadvertent, and they don't have to identify there's any GMO in the material or in the food. Wow, guys, this is crazy. The plain fact, once again, is that even if the presence of a small number of GMO is inadvertent or unavoidable, consumers still have the right to know. Oh, by the way, guys, your product contains just a little bit of poison, just a little bit of poison, but we don't want to tell you about the poison because you won't buy the product. There's another way the USDA has narrowed the foods, which you'll have to carry in GMO labeling. It's the so-called highly refined foods made from GMO crops, such as sugar from GMO sugar beets or high fructose corn syrup from GMO corn, will not require a label. Did you hear that? They're not going to require a label for sugar beets and GMO and corn. They're not going to require a label. The USDA argues that the presence of GMOs cannot be detected in refined products. That's a complete and total lie. Once again, consumers have been sold out just because they can test those refined products, they can find all that doggone glyphosate. But they're not saying that, but they're saying, oh, you may have glyphosate, but it's not, you can't tell it's refined. Unbelievable to me, guys. I don't know what to say about this. The Food and Drug Administration, the USDA, all of these different organizational groups have been bought and paid for at a price. And the reality is this. We as the American population have a right to know. We have a right to know what we put into our bodies. We have a right to know what's in our vaccines. We have a right to know what we're getting in our food. We certainly have a right to know what's put in our water with the alum and the fluorine and the chlorine and all the chemicals and all the junk they put into the water supply. We have a right to know if we're drinking reprocessed sewage. We have a right to know that. We should be told by the municipalities they've got a lead problem in their pipes and that they can't get water to our house without having lead in it. We should have a right to know that before we give our children this kind of stuff and poison their brains with it and drop their IQ scores. But they don't think we have that right. They don't even think we have a right to look up in the sky and say we don't want to be sprayed like rats with chemtrails. We don't have that right. They don't give us that right. And now they're telling us that we can't even be told if we're eating sugar beets or corn that's GMO, not necessary to process it. Are you kidding me? This is, again, medical, FDA, USDA tyranny. That's going to continue to allow the United States population to get sicker and sicker and sicker with no end in sight. Unbelievable, guys. Guys, I love you. I had the opportunity to pray for you again this morning. Continue to pray for me and my family right now. We're having some issues we're having to deal with internally within the family, and so it's been an interesting week, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Just pray for us for peace and tranquility in our home, and that'll be absolutely wonderful for us. I thank you. I don't normally come to you for prayer requests personally because I like to pray for you guys instead, but I got the opportunity to pray for you guys today, and I thank God Almighty that you're blessed, that you're walking in divine health, that everything you touch is blessed. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that all my listeners, every time they go, they're at the right place at the right time, every time. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that they're surrounded by angels. They're covered by the blood of Christ. They have a hedge of thorns around them. Thank you, Father, for that. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for the positive emails. Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you what that means to us. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. I'll do the write-up. You guys have a wonderful weekend, and we'll let you know the latest news come Monday morning. God bless you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, go ahead and finish the show.
Absolutely. And also, too, speaking of vaccines, I wanted to get this article out real quick so everybody knows in Arizona is a big red flag right now. New legislation looks like it was just introduced from Democrats in Arizona, just exactly like the Senate Bill 277 in California, which eliminates the exemption clause for Arizona residents to opt out of mandatory vaccinations. House Bill 2162 in Arizona, as explained by the National Vaccine Information Center, would completely eliminate the right of Arizona residents to refuse vaccines using the personal belief exemption, leaving only the medical and religious exemption in place. However, it's important to note that the religious exemption is not going to be valid at schools, which would leave only the medical exemption clause for Arizona students, just like in California. This is being systemically done through the system from state to state to state to prevent the population of the younger generation of being able to stay healthy without being injected with all types of known neurotoxins that we've talked about repeatedly into their bodies at a very, very young age, with pretty much, or they cannot go to any type of public school system that we are paying for, by the way, with our property taxes. I just want to add that in there. So something to be aware of. If you guys are in Arizona, contact your Senate, contact your legislators, let them know this is not okay. Removing that right from the general population to say, no, you do not have a right to exempt yourself from a toxic element being injected into your body forcibly is not okay with me. That's just not okay at all. That's the problem when you realize this. And people go, well, it's for vaccines. You know, a lot of vaccines need to be mandatory. Here's the thing. Where is the line drawn? Whether you're pro-vaccine or you're not, it doesn't matter. The aspect of it is allowing the United States government to come in and start telling you what you can and cannot allow in your body is egregious to me. And saying you're forcibly going to be shot up with this compound, regardless if you like it or not, because we think it's best for you. How about I will tell you what I think is best for me? If we have any type of track record from the U.S. government or from a lot of the states on what they have passed with the Obamacare and what they tell us is good for us, we have a very, very clear picture that our best and what is our best and what they think is our best are two completely different things. So that's just something to address on the show. Guys, I really appreciate you. Thank you for all the support right now. A lot of stuff going on here in the states, a lot of stuff going on countrywide. Thank you for the prayers. Pray for our government. Pray for our president. Pray for our family. And thank you for your support. Thank you for everything that you do to support Health Masters and take care of us. We really do appreciate it, guys. The Ultimate Multiple Sale will be ending this weekend. We're going to send an email out over the weekend to let you guys know. And lots of other specials, including my intra-workout stack, which I put on the front page of the website, the HGH Stimulate, the Muscle Blast, and the Magnesium Brain Food. Really, really, really good formula to drink while you're working out. Incredible results from it. Incredible pump. So be sure to check that out on the web front webpage. And also, too, we have the daily news articles up on the far right-hand side underneath our link to listen to our show. So be sure to check that out if you want to get updated on the articles. You can also sign up for our free weekly newsletter and get the direct link to our show and those articles sent right to your email every single day. And, of course, the product of the week, Super Potent E, unbelievably popular product, very good for inflammation response, very good for cardiovascular health, and also very good at keeping blood viscosity in a healthy range. Vitamin E is something I take on a daily basis. That is a staple for me. So I appreciate you guys. I love you. Let us know if you need anything. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome weekend, and we'll talk to you again Monday as always.